Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, September 21st. Governor John Hickenlooper is calling lawmakers back to work for a special legislative session for only the second time in his eight-year administration. He wants them to fix an error that is keeping thousands of dollars from getting to many statewide agencies. But as Benta Berkland reports, the special session may not be a simple fix.
During the final days of their regular session, lawmakers passed a bill that prevented drastic funding cuts to rural hospitals. The measure was expansive, but one part involved changing the way marijuana is taxed. What lawmakers didn't realize is it inadvertently prevented special districts from collecting retail taxes on pot. Governor Hickenlooper hopes lawmakers can take care of the problem quickly.
The legislature, and it's all the legislature, Republicans, Democrats, everybody, let this mistake get turned into law, and our office also.
The loss of tax money is impacting transit authorities in Denver, the Gunnison Valley, Roaring Fork Valley, Pikes Peak, and San Miguel County. It is also taking money away from other entities, such as special districts that support cultural and scientific institutions, including the Denver Zoo and Performing Arts Center. For instance, RTD says they're losing $500,000 each month.
We're going to need legislation to fix it.
Democratic Speaker of the House, Chrisanta Duran, hopes the issue doesn't become too political.
This was something that was never intended. All of the bill sponsors agree.
But calling a special session will likely bring up the strong objections many in the GOP had against Senate Bill 267 in the first place. It removed a fee hospitals pay from counting against the state's budget growth limit. Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham thought the problem could have been addressed when lawmakers came back to work in January. He says a special session focuses animosity on the overall bill.
This is very interesting that we're in this situation. I can't think of a single legislator, Republican or Democrat, that is thrilled with the idea of coming back in October to do this. There's consternation over the fact that we're spending taxpayer dollars,
which costs roughly $25,000 for each day of a special session. And for a bill to pass both chambers, the legislature needs a minimum of 3 days. While the governor's executive order is narrowly fashioned, Grantham says lawmakers can still introduce bills that are much broader in scope.
It is up to the individual committees and the floor of the Senate to make that determination, not me. No one can step in unilaterally and say, I will not allow that bill to run. This is a constitutional matter of the right of the legislator to introduce his or her bill.
Each lawmaker can introduce one bill during a special session. Democratic House leaders like Duran want the session to stay narrow.
Let's just do what's right for the people of Colorado and get this done.
And while the debate is playing out, the Republican sponsor of the underlying bill, Senator Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling, says he's not sure if he'll even vote for the fix.
I don't like to go into anything where I'm not prepared, and if we do not have the votes to pass this bill, it's absolutely crazy to have a special session.
While Sonnenberg feels those districts deserve the tax money voters had approved, he thinks it's not an emergency. It's a view that Governor Hickenlooper disagrees with.
I was raised that if you're part of an organization or you make a mistake, your team makes a mistake, and you have an opportunity to fairly easily fix it, you apologize, you take responsibility, and you fix the problem you created.
Lawmakers will meet at the state capitol on Monday morning, October 2nd. Democrats are expected to back the governor's plan, and at least one Republican in the Senate would need to join them in that chamber to pass something. I'm Benta Berkland.
According to a press release from the Delta County Economic Development Board, Executive Director Trish Thibodeau is leaving the board to pursue a new job opportunity with the Colorado State Department of Local Affairs. She spoke with KVNF News on Wednesday.
It's definitely with mixed emotion because there's just exciting things happening here in Delta County, and I think that there's been a lot of work done over the years, but then I'm also looking forward to opportunities to continue working with other communities across the state and hoping to support them in doing work like we've been doing here in Delta County.
Thibodeau oversaw a process of changing the economic drivers in the county after two of the three mines in Delta County closed.
I think over the past 3 years is different entities in the community have really come together to work together towards some common goals. And that doesn't mean that it was always easy or, you know, there weren't struggles along the way. But, you know, I look at our school district, our tech college, the county, towns. They're really, I think, stepping out and looking at how we are all involved with economic development and what roles we can take to, and recognizing that need to diversify and recognizing the need to create more opportunities for people, for businesses. And so I really think that folks have worked hard and have, you know, we've challenged ourselves. We have come together. We've figured out areas where we agree, where we don't agree. And so I think that process is one of the things that I feel proudest about. And also that I feel like we've been kind of pushing this boulder up a hill, trying to figure out how we diversify the economy. And I see things starting to happen, and that's really exciting. I mean, it's exciting to know that that is starting.
While significant advancements were made during her tenure, Thibodeau did say that whoever replaces her as executive director of DSED will have some specific challenges.
I think that we're not out of the woods yet, so we definitely have to continue to be a leader on some of these projects, the Engage Innovation Center, you know, looking at the riverfront development and those things. But I feel like some of the next areas for opportunity are really developing some programs and services that are supporting business expansion and recruitment, because we have more businesses that are interested in coming here. We have some amazing businesses here that are expanding or have the potential to expand, and I think that DSED can play a strong role in that or helping to support them in that process.
Thibodeau will be staying in Delta and will continue to pursue some of the same economic issues at DOLA that she faced at DSED.
The state has created a new position, and it is the Rural Response Recovery and Resiliency Manager. And what the state is looking to do is to really help coordinate resources across state agencies and with federal agencies, too, to support rural communities going through job losses. And so, like Delta County going through the loss of the coal mines, having someone who can come in and know what other agencies are doing, knowing who to be talking to in the Economic Development Administration office at the federal level, knowing what some of those systems are. So helping to bring some capacity to rural communities and helping them with that process. And so that will be part of the work that I'm doing.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.